Dear God, help us to expose the plans and spirits of assignment the enemy has for us today. Help us to dismantle and destroy their plans and devices in the mighty name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. The Lord began speaking. Dear ones, I want you to make a list of every attack against those who I have given authority over you, every ugly narrative, things you wouldn't dare say to them, but you've thought of in an accusatory way and held on to the belief. This will help others and all my heart dwellers. Those in positions of leadership need to know the kind of slander that speaks against them. And you all will do me a great favor by making a full and honest list of the lies you have been laced with. Rather than writing them down in an accusatory manner, say it this way. They said he doesn't really care about you. Rather, just about what you can do for him. Or, she's not looking out for you, but for herself. Etc., etc. My dear leaders, I don't want you to take these to heart, but you need to know who you are fighting. These are the slander, lies, and misconceptions that everyone who becomes a heart dweller gets dosed with. You need to nip them in the bud, prepare them for what they are going to hear, then have them proclaim the truth that you found out about them. This is the devil's snare, and it needs to be exposed. You may plead guilty to any of these at any time if you wish. O precious ones, I am so sorry for the vomit they have hurled against you. This is part of the reason you feel weaker. You live in an ocean of lies and slander, and when they get their eyes on that, they get sick and soul weary, just as you all do. It hugely affects morale, and it's time to put an end to it. It is hurting and diminishing them, so they are not flourishing as they should. My children, if you want to be holy, you must stop allowing these things into your heart. There is no reason for you to be here if you are allowing these things to circulate in your mind. In fact, you are harming yourselves and growing spiritually backwards. This has been at the core of your difficulty in praying or seeing me. There are three sins that are taking you down. 1. Unbelief. Under this comes mistrust, judgment, about how they do things, which opens the door to scorn and contempt. This is where your spiritual progress stops and you begin moving backwards. 2. Honesty. When you do not tell the whole truth because you fear the consequences, you are cheating them out of the information they need to make adjustments. Fear is a demonic stronghold that has bound relationships, hiding things and giving incomplete information. 3. Rebellion raises its ugly head whenever you are asked to do something a certain way, and you are offended by their direction and coaching. Not willing to obey, sidetracking, excuses, you know better, etc. Bristling with resentment, scorn, contempt, resentment at changes or going the extra mile. Coming into prayer with a sour puss and be resistant to plant the turnips upside down. And here Jesus is referring to Saint Francis, who instructed two brothers to plant the turnips upside down. One brother obeyed, while the other planted his turnip right side up, believing he knew better. Saint Francis dismissed the disobedient brother, explaining that it was a test of obedience, not of planting skills. The lesson here is the importance of following instructions and being obedient, even when they seem illogical. Dear family, we are in a serious state of stagnation, criticizing one another, lying, misinforming, and poor communication. The spirit of sabotage, offense, and pride are at the root of it. Please communicate with one another. If you have an issue with a brother or sister, try to work it out with them first, in love. Ask for forgiveness for your part. Do not hide it, or bitterness and resentment will grow in your heart. We are a family and are here for one another. May God bless you and guide you in all of your ways.